All right, listen, we got all kinds of stuff laid on right now, but let me jump on over to the right side way. The opening monologue for the day, as always, brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, law firm of Wilmer and Lee, a partner there. He's been in practice for 30 years. He's the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him here in a few minutes. So something big happened over the weekend, something that I believe sent shockwaves around the world, and you may have seen it. It was a shot across the bow. It was the proverbial rattling of the cage. But if you get down to it, what happened really wasn't that hard. Basically, the world found out that if you fool around with Trump, you find out fast that he says what he means and he means what he says. And the president of Colombia, yeah, just learned that the hard way. He should have known better when the world saw that Trump had the Andrew Jackson portrait rehung in the Oval Office. I mean, Andrew Jackson, the strong and deliberate leader, known for taking hard stands and doing hard things and overcoming adversity and opposing his enemies. Andrew Jackson, who famously once said, "I was born for the storm, and a calm does not suit me." Andrew Jackson, whose men called him Old Hickory because of his stalwart willingness to suffer right along with his troops in battle and even spend his own money to make sure his troops had what they needed. Andrew Jackson, who told the boys from Tennessee to stand firm and hold their fire till they could see the whites of their eyes, and he won the Battle of New Orleans. Well, apparently, Donald J. Trump identifies with Andrew Jackson, and the president of Colombia just decided to fool around and find out. So let me start, though, by reminding y'all of something that I told you once before. To lay the foundation for where I'm going next, I have to say this. You see, I married a sassy woman. I did. It's true. My team overseas often referred to my sweet, demure Southern wife as the Sergeant Major because she was the only one who could say things to me that needed to be said sometimes. More than once, Sergeant Borden would look at me in Baghdad and ask, "Sir, am I going to have to call the Sergeant Major?" And I'd laugh, but he was also serious. In one of those examples of this, I have to tell you about a phrase that we use in our house because of her. So one of my favorites that has come about in recent years that is said all too often and yet not enough by my sweet, sassy wife. She'll correct me on something, or she'll tell me my favorite old shirt doesn't look right, or that I have to actually shave for church or something like that, or that I need to stop working late. And when I look at her like I'm about to say something back, she'll just point a finger at me and emphatically say, "I say what I say." And that's the end of it. Like, that's it. No reply warranted nor desired, apparently. The final word has now been spoken. I can try to argue, but she can't just say what she says to me like that until I've had my own say, which usually gets me a second round of "I say what I say." But with a smile that is totally disarming. And yes, I did in fact marry a sassy woman, and I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest. But the "I say what I say" is a phrase that we might use in our family, but how often do we see that in real life? I mean, we don't always get folks who are willing to say what they say and stand by it. Sometimes that can be a matter of deception. I mean, maybe they say one thing and do another with intent to deceive, and this is not meant to mean that you might not have to develop your position, you know, a little bit as facts arise or when you gain a better understanding. That's different. That's wisdom. That's humility. I'm talking about those times when you know that you know that you know that your position is correct. It's a matter of fact. It's a matter of principle. It's a bedrock belief. And you say what you say with the same confidence. But the opposing side doesn't always like it, right? And too often we see that confidence erode on the spot when opposition begins their pounce. I know sometimes it's simply a matter of having a fear of standing their ground. I mean, literally, they say what they say, but can they say it twice? Can you say what you say, but when your questions still hold your own? Can you stand by your views, your beliefs, when the going gets tough? When cancel culture comes knocking, and believe me, it will, can you say what you say no matter what they say? But this past weekend, y'all, this past weekend was an example of "I say what I say" on the international level. So if you haven't already heard the story, let me just lay it out for you. What we know is the Department of Homeland Security has already begun rounding up illegal criminals, conducting targeted raids all over the nation. Sanctuary cities are having a come apart because Tom Homan keeps showing up with warrants and doing what he said he'd do. And the deportation flights have already begun. Planes are actually departing U.S. airfields as fast as they can fuel them up. And over the weekend, two plane loads of Colombian illegal immigrant criminals lifted off to return their passenger cargo to their country of origin. Somewhere in mid-flight, the socialist El Presidente of Colombia decided he would not accept them. Colombian President Gustavo Petro decided he wasn't going to take his own criminals back, so he denied the planes access to Colombian airspace. Okay, well, Trump said what he said and apparently meant it. So in a statement that was issued immediately without hesitation, President Trump called out President Petro and announced that the U.S. would be placing a 25% tariff on all Colombian exports to the U.S. And if the policy didn't change within 1 week, the tariffs would be increased to 50%. Listen, y'all, Colombia is the U.S.'s third largest trade partner in Latin America with a trade balance in excess of $33 billion annually. Everything from coffee and nuts and petroleum products to bananas. Not only that, though, not only did he threaten the tariffs and say he was really going to do it and began putting it all in motion, he also shut down all visa applications from Colombia, and he threatened to expel their diplomatic staff from the U.S. Within an hour, the president of Colombia caved. I mean, at first he tried to blow up and claim he would enact his own tariffs, but that went away like smoke in the wind. He caved because he knew that Trump said what he said, and he meant it. In fact, Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed it all in a statement from the Department of State. Flights of illegal immigrant criminals are now heading to Colombia again, and in fact, El Presidente of Colombia has even offered to use his own aircraft to help assist. President Trump issued a follow-up statement saying that he has now put a tariff order on hold and that this is the foreign policy equivalent, I would say, to a complete beatdown, a shutout, like a no-hitter. But here's the thing. This event went far beyond just our relations with Colombia. Because in my opinion, the whole world took notice. Every nation that's about to receive a plane load of their own criminals returned to their borders, just sat up in their chairs and took note that if they want to keep their good relations and trade agreements and have diplomatic relations with the U.S., they'd better take them back. Period. End of story. But I anticipate that it went further than that. I think the world at large, even our allies, just saw Trump make an immediate, decisive act. I mean, the man was playing golf, for crying out loud, and he still got it done. He issued an immediate proclamation. He called out another world leader. He put American interests first, and he won. Gone are the days of appeasement and apologies. Gone are the days of putting a lid on the White House for afternoon naps and long weekends at the beach. Gone are the days of finger-pointing and giving away the farm so we can claim some kind of rapprochement that does not do anything except sound squishy in the end. No more of that. America's back. We will not be bullies, but we will also not be bullied. And I, for one, am glad. We needed that person who was battle-born and heavy-tested, someone who was willing to lean into the wind, set their face like flint, and dare to oppose enemies while also mentoring those that they lead. Someone who, like Andrew Jackson, can say, "I was born for the storm, and a calm does not suit me." So basically, Donald Trump just looked at the world, pointed his finger, and said, "I say what I say." And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.